The Mesa Chamber of Commerce Inside Business Podcast brings you a unique view of Mesa through its vibrant business community and the subjects that are important. The podcast is produced in the Mesa Chamber of Commerce Media Studio, sponsored by the University of Phoenix. Our podcast is hosted by Mesa Chamber of Commerce CEO Sally Harrison. Please enjoy this episode of the Mesa Chamber Inside Business Podcast.
Hi, I'm Sally Harrison, President and CEO of the Mesa Chamber, and today in our podcast studio, I have some friends from Mesa Country Club. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Great to be here.
Okay, so let's have you go around and introduce yourself. We'll start with you, Nate.
My name is Nate McLaughlin. I'm general manager at Mesa Country Club. So I do all operations, and I'm the club representative here today.
Awesome.
My name is Brian Reed. I am one of the board members and the vice president of the board. I also am designated as the renovation committee chair. So I have a lot of hats that I wear.
Awesome.
At the club.
Great.
Yeah, my name is Andy Staples. I'm a golf course designer based in Scottsdale, Arizona here. And I'm in charge of the golf course renovation, golf course design, project management, overseeing the entire renovation.
Awesome. Lots going on.
Yes.
All right. Great. Well, Nate, let's start with you. As the new GM or newer GM, let's have you share your background with us and what led you to joining the team at Mesa Country Club.
Thanks, Sally. I'm relatively new, so I've been around for a little under a year and a half here, but I'm from Mesa, so this is home for me. I actually had an original stint here when I was in college, so I worked at Mesa Country Club for about 4 years.
Nice.
Going through college.
Uh-huh.
And then got a chance to work at some premier clubs around the country. So I was at Desert Mountain in North Scottsdale. Most recently, I was at another platinum club, Belle Meade in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, gosh.
And when I got married, moved back home, be close to family, and here I am. So I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. How long has Mesa Country Club been here in Mesa?
So it's one of the five original clubs.
Okay.
In Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And we're celebrating our 75th anniversary. So 1948 was when we were founded, and it was at that point in time, it seems like a pretty central location now, but
mm-hmm.
when we were built, that was kind of the edge of civilization as we know it. So.
Well, now being where it is at the 101 and 202, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's right in the middle of everything, very accessible.
Very cool. What makes Mesa Country Club different from other golf courses?
Well, I'll start, and I'm sure that Andy probably has something to add in, or maybe Brian, because he plays the golf course a little more than I do. But I would say that we're a Parkland-style golf course, very traditional with tree-lined fairways, lots of acreage under turf, and kind of an interesting layout. It's an old-school golf club.
Mm-hmm.
That gives you a Midwest feel.
Okay.
So I would say that in the middle of the desert, there's not a whole lot of those.
Yeah, and not with trees like you have. It's beautiful.
Yeah, correct. And I think the other thing to add to that is the elevation, obviously. Compared to the other Parkland courses here in the valley, we have the most elevation. We're right on the Mesa,
mm-hmm.
Which is appropriate for our course. And it really makes it a more special golf course in some of the ways that you can hit the shot up
mm-hmm.
and down from different positions and such. That's one of my favorite things about it, for sure.
Very cool.
Yeah, and I would add, there's not many classic historic golf clubs or golf courses really in Arizona, and Mesa actually reflects one of those, probably one of the most famous. They had an original architect, goes all the way back to the turn of the century, what's known as in our business the golden age of golf architecture, 1915 to 1930. So
okay.
Designed by William P. Bell and his son William F. Bell Jr. Go all the way back to some historic clubs all throughout the United States, including Los Angeles, LA Country Club, Bel Air Country Club, Riviera Country Club, where that hosted PGA Tour. So the history and the connection to history that Mesa has really makes it a unique club here.
Very
in town.
Cool. Well, I understand you have some renovations that are happening now at Mesa Country Club. What changes are included with that project?
Well, there's actually a lot going on. And it actually started last summer. We actually had to replace our irrigation pond and pump station
mm-hmm.
Near the 9 green. So we did that and completed that. And then on February 19th, we closed down to our members and we started doing irrigation
mm-hmm.
For the entire course. New greens, new greenside bunkers. And then let's just throw in a clubhouse renovation on top of everything else.
Nice.
So, and then also we just approved another plan to improve the Upper Mesa, which is the part that's up on the top hill of our club.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do some renovations and some moving around of the poles and greens there as well.
What renovations are happening inside inside the clubhouse?
Well, you know, when we were built, we were originally seeing that main ballroom area be our formal dining space.
Uh-huh.
And as you can imagine, casual dining is king now. So we use that ballroom primarily for banquet functions.
Right.
So we're going to create a half wall so you can actually walk through that space while there's an event going on without interrupting it. So,
oh, nice. I like that a lot.
Little corridor, and you'll still be able to see out on the gorgeous golf course.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, kind of a refresh throughout. So
nice.
Think paint, think flooring, think furniture and fixtures.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably the most impactful item is we're turning our L-shaped bar into a U-shaped bar.
Mm-hmm.
And expanding our patio so you have more interior space that can be air conditioned. And if you've teed off on number 10, you'll see right where that patio is.
Yes, I know where you're talking about.
Yeah, that's your gallery is going to have more audience now that
Very
can watch
cool.
you from an air conditioned space. So.
Nice. Very cool. So are there any changes that are impactful for the club's water usage? Because I know that's a big deal. It's talked about all the time in our state.
Yeah, absolutely. The fifth management plan from the Arizona Department of Water Resources sent us a letter about 2 years ago that said effectively on January 1st of 2025, we were going to get about a 10% reduction in water usage ability.
Mm-hmm.
And so with what we're doing, we're creating areas that don't have to be irrigated.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a much more efficient irrigation system. We're going to be able to control our irrigation by individual heads and shut off areas if we don't need to, if they're being overwatered. And obviously with as old as our irrigation system was, we had lots of breaks that were, you know, wasting water and stuff. So we're currently using about 575 to 615 acre feet. That's 325,000 gallons per acre foot. So when you add that up, that's 188 million gallons of water that we're using
mm-hmm.
on this course, which is pretty average for a Parkland style course.
Yeah.
And in 2025, that's going to be reduced from 575 to about 510.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to save about 21 million gallons of
wow.
water.
Uh-huh.
So, and we anticipate that there may be additional reductions in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are prepared for that. And with our new design and our new plan, it's going to allow us to accommodate that better.
That's awesome. I'm sure your friends at SRP are very happy with that.
Very much. They're our friends.
And yes. What's interesting about that is anybody that plays golf, they don't like playing in wet, you know, soft
sure.
conditions. They like it to be fast, firm. Ball bounces.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So with the control of the irrigation, it gives us that opportunity to really refine what playable conditions are provided. And I'll tell you, the benefits for water reduction are huge, but I'll tell you that the conditioning of the golf course, you can get better conditions by watering less. And so we're showing
that's
that.
That's great.
Yeah.
So Andy, you're the pro here when it comes to courses, right?
Yeah.
So you want to talk more about the renovation piece of it?
Yeah, it's a historic renovation, really. This is the first major investment in this club in, you know, 50 years probably. They expanded the course in the 70s, and so really it's quite remarkable that this club was able to do this. Not only shut down, but put this kind of resources to not only improving the golf facility and the conditioning, but also from a sustainability and
mm-hmm.
a future standpoint. So kudos to the membership for doing that. So we're going to be the results are going to be much better putting surfaces, much better conditions around the bunkers. The bunkers will be very historically inspired. So I think you're going to see an evolution to something maybe a little bit more fitting to a golf club that was built in 1948 or even further. I think the length and the options within the golf course are going to improve. It's a good golf course right now. It's
mm-hmm.
it's one of the most unique courses you'll find
mm-hmm.
in all of Arizona.
Yeah.
You tee over the front entrance road, much like you might Cypress Point, one of the most famous golf clubs in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The first tee, you'll tee over 17-mile drive. So
mm-hmm.
we, it's very classically inspired. The elevation, we're only going to accentuate all of those aspects. And I think if you go around Arizona, you'll not find another club like it.
Very cool. So what are you guys most excited about when you reopen? And what's the timeline for your reopen?
Good question.
Yeah. The timeline, we feel really good about a November 1st reopening for the golf facility.
Okay. Uh-huh.
We are down a little bit more than 90 days in the clubhouse, so it's a refresh in the clubhouse, but a pretty significant improvements taking place on the golf course. So
okay.
September 15th, we'll be back online in the clubhouse. November 1st, we'll be back online for golf.
Uh-huh.
And I think some of the most exciting components are, one, our members are absolutely thrilled to have Andy working with us and having a great layout. We have an exciting new change that's going on in the Upper Mesa, so that'll reroute a few holes
mm-hmm.
and kind of make some risk-reward play available to them. And then, you know, just overall, the conditions are going to be better. Our team's going to be able to better care for our facility. So
mm-hmm.
I know our course superintendent, Sergio, has been a magician working with an aging irrigation system, and now he'll have the tools to really
nice.
Maintain our facility.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody who uses the clubhouse will see a beautiful new product. And,
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
Because we do use it.
Yeah, and the chamber will have the same gorgeous views, but a much improved
cool.
place to celebrate events and stuff
yeah.
like that. So
well, we're excited.
Yep.
We're excited about that. You guys lost some big trees during the big storm that we had a few months ago.
Yes, we had a few come down, and you know, our team is working on weight reduction, and really, you know, our arborist has recommended some fertilization programming
mm-hmm.
So that we can maintain as many trees as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unfortunately, being where we are on the mesa, we have some high winds that come through and
right.
microbursts. So
yeah,
it's
that
not,
was ugly.
Yeah, it's not uncommon for us to lose some trees, but we're doing everything we can to maintain as many as we are
well, in the
to.
New design, we certainly are planting and revegetating, because that is one of the membership really told us they wanted to keep
they
that kind
trees.
Of parkland style.
Yeah.
So there's opportunities to just constantly regenerate. You know, it's harder and harder for landscape in Arizona to withstand what's happening environmentally. So
mm-hmm.
we'll be planting. But I got to tell you, the rerouting and of the Upper Mesa, it really addresses, it's one thing, what I'm most excited about, is it addresses a lot of the future trends of golf. We're practicing more. A lot of us don't like to go out on the golf course as often. We want
mm-hmm.
to hit in practice. So the reroute allows us to do more practice area.
Cool.
We also have what I think is going to be one of the most talked about golf holes in all of Arizona.
Really?
Is this new rerouted 14th hole. It's going to be a bit of a risk reward, short par 3.5, par 4 kind of hole that you would be very similar to something you might find at a Riviera. The 10th at Riviera I've used as an example.
Very cool.
So I have a feeling that this might very well be one of the most talked about holes in Arizona in a long time.
Very cool. That's exciting.
Yeah, and I've been a member now for 5 years, and so I've seen kind of the decline of the course since I joined, which is the infrastructure that we are lacking
mm-hmm.
and the bunkers not being where they needed to be and the greens not, you know, having the support that they need and being built the proper way of today's
mm-hmm.
construction. So for me, just having a more playable course and not having to complain about things inside the course is what really excites me
awesome.
More than anything.
Cool. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
You know, one of the interesting things that we're seeing is not only are we having generational members come, you know, join us at
mm-hmm.
the club, but we're having folks that are coming to Arizona for the first time or being relocated. So we have a lot of new younger members that are here.
That's great.
We have a lot of great golf players like Brian here to that are at the golf club. So it's
rolling
been,
eyes.
Yes. but it's really interesting. You know, we're building our programming to kind of reflect the evolving needs of our membership. So
mm-hmm.
it's great to see that the club and the members are supportive of building that programming for the next generation.
That's great.
Well, Sally, I'd add too, you know, in terms of why your listeners should be paying attention is I got to believe that this is one of the secrets of the Valley. If you're interested in joining a really a true golf club, the people here love the game of golf. They
uh-huh.
they are very passionate about how they play. they play the game the way it's meant to be played, match play and competitive nature. They've got a real strong ethic there that I would say it's a gem, and I would get it before it becomes maybe a little bit more unachievable or unattainable. I think there's a lot of excitement here that it's just in the beginning stages.
So if somebody wanted to talk to someone about membership, who would they reach out to? You, Nate?
There's a membership link on our website.
Okay, so what's your website?
It's mesacountryclub.com.
Okay, and nice
it's,
and easy.
Yeah, and there's a membership there's a membership email. It's membership@mesacountryclub.com.
Okay, and you're going to have some kind of an open house, I assume, as soon as you get finished to show off your new course.
Yeah, we're working on timing for that, and uh-huh. we really want to be part of the community. Our club is private, and we're reserved for the use of our members, but
sure.
we want to share the exciting updates that we have,
mm-hmm.
and we also, we want to be a good steward to the environment and everybody in our neighborhood.
Very cool. So when you get dates, let us know so we can share that with people so they can come out and understand what you have to offer. It's been great hearing more about what's going on, because we were just out there for a couple of events and we saw a lot of activity out on the course. So it's
well, it'll be over before you know it. It'll be playing golf in just a few months. So.
That's awesome.
You hear that, members?
Yes, I'm sure they're excited. Well, thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you, Sal.
Thank you.
This has been a Mesa Chamber of Commerce Inside Business podcast. You can find all podcast episodes at iTunes, Spotify, or your own favorite podcast website. You can also find them online at mesachamber.org. Content of this podcast is copyright the Mesa Chamber of Commerce, unless otherwise noted.